Hey everybody, I'm Noah Daniels.
And I'm JJ Crable.
And we're your hosts of the Real Hauntings Podcast. We bring on guests who share their first-hand encounter ghost stories and supernatural experiences. Now on to the trailer.
I've been warned to not tell this story, but I think because of the way it ends, it's okay to tell this story. Because some people say that with certain entities, to like speak of them or talk about them or in any way like portray them as powerful will attract them to other people. The creepiest thing about it to me is a lot of times it would wait for me to notice it. Like, it would just lay its arm out like this, and then I'd be like, where is it, where is it? And then I'd see it, and then it would just slither back.
Very clearly looked over, and there's a large man standing in my doorway. Our father didn't live with us at the time, so I screamed bloody murder, and my mom came running through the doorway and ran right through him.
I was laying in the bed, feeling like somebody was watching me, and which didn't make sense because everybody else in the room was asleep and our door was closed and there wasn't anything particularly weird about that day. And I remember turning over to try to pull the curtain down over that corner of the window because it just, something just very weird. I just felt like this weird presence somewhere and it felt like it was coming outside. And I looked, and as I was trying to close the window, I looked, and in the front yard of the church, there was just this black figure there.
Hey guys, if you liked the trailer, hit subscribe to hear more First Encounter ghost stories and supernatural experiences, and email us your ghost stories at realhauntingspodcast@gmail.com.